the passage of a once-in-a-generation infrastructure law last fall, funding opportunities for tribal energy projects have increased to unprecedented levels. That's according to industry experts who spoke at an Indigenous business conference in Milwaukee. The bipartisan infrastructure law, BIL, enacted last November, includes $13 billion in infrastructure funding, including energy projects for Indian Country. That is spurring record levels of interest and activity in new energy projects, panelists said at the inaugural Indigenous BizCon event in Wisconsin. The Albuquerque FBI division released an updated list of missing Indigenous persons in New Mexico and the Navajo Nation. As of October 11th, the list has 192 names on it. The latest version of the list reflects the addition of 27 names and the removal of 18 since the previous list was released in September. The list is a collaborative project that began in July when the FBI and its partners released the first list with 177 names. The FBI said it has initiated the effort to help locate missing individuals, increase transparency, and to encourage relatives of missing Indigenous persons who are not on the list to reach out to local law enforcement and file a report. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2019, 113 people in South Dakota died by gun violence, averaging more than two people every week. The startling fact is that 87% of those deaths were by suicide. The highest firearm suicide rates among those age 44 and younger were for American Indian Alaska Native people. If you or anyone you know is dealing with suicidal thoughts or feelings, it is not a sign of weakness, and do not hesitate to call for help. Call the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline at 988. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.